So you can learn a lot of information about church through a website, through WeChat, and additionally through Facebook.
然后好像几周前我们有几位同工，他们就这个教会弟兄姐妹，他们居然把这些像譬如说秋令退休会的这个链网上的链接放了一个这个 QR 码。
It seems that a few weeks ago, brothers and sisters, they put on a QR 码。
QR code.
哦、oh, ，QR code。
有中文吗？还是就是 QR 码？ 二维码。
For this for retreat.
所以现在呢，
messages.
我是不会用。不过呢，你拿了手机，你的把那个码，那个方格式的那个码，你用你的相机一照，然后呢，那个链接就出现了。
I don't know how to use it, but if you have a cell phone, you can.
Yes, use your camera and scan it, and then it takes you to the link. Yeah.所以呢，不但是自己弟兄姐妹们方便使用。
So this is not only make it convenient for our brothers and sisters to use.
当你要邀请家人或朋友来参加聚会，或者是对教会的这个讲道啊，或者是退休会的内容要更多认识的时候，你就把这个码这个 code 给他们一看，他们电话一扫就有了。
So if you want.To invite your families or friends to hear the messages, you can use that method and show them how to do it.
这个我相信不但是现在，我相信往后对事工的推展是很有帮助的，所以感谢主。
I believe this practice is beneficial not only now but for our future service. So we offer thanksgiving to God.
我们现在主日的正道系列，在哥林多前书，今天我们进入到第六章的后半。
Now we entered into chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians.In this series of sermons about this book.
那今天呢讲到的主题在这段经文的内容，我们说是九章九节到第二十节，但重点是放在第十二到第二十节。
Although the topic of today's message covers chapter six.Verses 9 to 20, but we will place emphasis on verses 12 to 20.
今天呢，正道的主题我把它称之为基督徒的自由和基督徒的圣洁。
I title today's message Christian Liberty and Christian Sanctity.
可能对有一些人来说，
Perhaps for some of you,
基督徒的自由的这个概念可能有点陌生。
Christian, quote unquote, Christian liberty, such concept is unfamiliar, an unfamiliar concept.
可是事实上呢，在很多的基督徒，我们包括我们自己在内，在生活当中，我们是不断的在使用这个自由权。
But actually, many Christians, including us, we constantly in our daily lives use or enjoy this right of Christian liberty.
那当然，所以跟我们是很切身的。
So it is really very closely related to us.
但是问题就是，当我们在使用这个我们认为有的自由权的时候，我们是不是适当的在使用它呢？
But the problem is,When we use or enjoy this right of us, do we use it properly or correctly?
结果今天神的话有给我们一个很清楚的教导。
To this question, today we are going to see how God teaches us.
但换之而言呢，基督徒的圣洁这个词或者说这个概念，好像一般的基督徒都稍微有一点。
有一点，有哦。
都稍微有一点。
On the other hand, with regard to the concept of Christian sanctity, usually Christians generally have more or less idea about what it means.
至少我们有一个概念，就是基督徒要圣洁。
At least we have this idea that a Christian ought to be holy.
但是事实上，这个基督徒的圣洁到底是什么一个样子？你说实在了，在实际生活当中，反而我们就发现有些欠缺了。
But when it comes to the real meaning of Christian sanctity, what it means actually, we feel that we often fall short of it.
所以今天呢，我们就借着神的话，我们要来认识什么叫做基督徒的自由，什么叫做基督徒的圣洁。
So today we are going to read and study God's word to let us understand what it means from God's point of view by Christian liberty and Christian sanctity.
那重要的当然是我们要对它有一个正确的合神心意的和圣经教导的概念。
Of course, first of all, we need to have a clear definition that is after God's heart, that is in line with the Bible teachings.
就是我们要锻炼我们的思想，能够走上到神的心意。
We have to train our thoughts so that it will be aligned with God's will.
我们要锻炼的是让我们的这个心思意念是能够臣服在神话语的权柄之下。
We have to discipline us.So that our hearts and our minds are surrendering to the words of God.
但是弟兄姐妹，是不是更重要的是将这个神的教导能够实践在我们的生活当中呢？
But more importantly, is it that the more important thing is that we can practice God's word in our actual life.
如果没有正确的概念，我们断不可能正确的实践出来。
If we don't first have a clear and correct idea about what God has to say to us, we cannot possibly put it into practice correctly.
那我们就没有办法反映出基督的圣洁。
And then we won't be able to reflect the holiness of Christ.
但是同样的，如果我们有了正确的概念，我们却行不出来。
But similarly, if we have a correct concept, understanding of God's word, and yet we cannot put it into practice,
那我们就变成光说不练。
Then we just work on our minds, our thoughts, and knowledge, rather than put it into actions.
同样的，不能反映出神救恩的荣耀。
And this cannot also reflect God's glory.
甚至变成了一个只是脑袋很大的，到处走动，没有行为的一个基督徒。
Even to the extent that we will become a kind of Christian that has a lot of head knowledge and move around, but cannot act or conduct.Themselves as Christians.
那当然，事实上最受害的是我们自己。
Of course, we ourselves are the ones who are harmed most.
因为神的祝福、神的恩典、神的力量，就是在我们走他心意的道路上面得以经历到的。
Because we can only experience God's mercies, God's blessings.And God's strength when we walk according to His will.
所以在过去的这几周我们从这个第四章之前，我们看到保罗提到许许多多教会里面信徒之间需要彼此相爱，要彼此建立的教导。
So in the past few weeks, through several sermons, beginning with chapter 4, we have seen that Paul's teachings about church life.
讲到在教会当中，信徒们要合一。
He says that in church, brothers and sisters need to have unity.
而这个合一的目的是为了要能够建造神的殿，要能够建造主的肢体身体。
And the purpose of that is for Christians to build the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ and to build the body of Christ.
然后从第五章到然后那边讲到教会的分裂的一个情形，讲到是因为为了跟随世上的领袖而造成的。
The reason that a church is divided is that they follow the trends of the world.
因为人都是这样子的。
Because this is a typical human nature.
人都是喜欢跟随有能力的人的。
Humans like to follow those who are able and competent.
到第五章的时候呢，讲到在教会里面，他们容忍这个淫乱的事情。
In chapter 5, Paul talks about the fact that in church they tolerate incest.
他们不把淫乱的事情当成一个严重的事情去处理。
Incest and matters of sexual immorality, they don't treat us strictly, deal with it strictly, correctly.
从一个角度来说，因为世人都在做这些事情嘛。
From a certain standpoint, because this is very common in the world.
何必大惊小怪呢？
So why should we take it seriously?
我们在教会里面不要把自己搞得跟好像世界上面的人相差太多。
In church, we should not set ourselves apart as very different from people in the world.
上周呢，刘长老给我们看第六章的前半。
Last week, Elder Liu led us to study the first half of chapter 6.
讲到教会里面，既然有弟兄姐妹在彼此的诉讼
，This concerns lawsuits among brothers and sisters of church.
彼此之间因为权利这个权益或利益这个利益的关系，所以呢彼此在争夺。
They because of conflicts of interest, they have they are striving with each other.
然后呢，教会里面不觉得这是一件大事。
And from the point of view of church, they don't consider this is an important matter to deal with.
今天在这个社会上面，世界当中，你出了事就是要去上法庭嘛。
In today's world, if something happens, you need to go to court.
我们不但保罗这个当时的社会是如此，我们今天的社会也是如此啊。
At that time, this was the situation, and it is so even today.
你出了事，然后呢，彼此有了纷争，然后呢，对方不愿意跟你和解，那就上法庭。
If you something happens, if two of the parties cannot reconcile to each other, then the only way for them to do is go to court.
世人都在如此做，为什么基督徒就不能做？
If people in the world are doing this, why is it that Christians cannot do that?
那在教会里面，你是奉公守法，你就照着法律的程序去做，有什么不可以呢？
If even in a church, if you are someone who is a law-abiding citizens, so why should we not be like people in the world and take brothers and sisters to court.
你知道弟兄姐妹很有意思。
It's interesting, brothers and sisters.
有些时候我们对圣经的一个态度好像觉得圣经啊神的话好像就是一条一条的这个律法然后诫命然后我们不得不去这个遵守它。可是压力很大。
Our view of the Bible generally is that the Bible is composed of one after another precepts or laws or regulations by God, and we cannot but follow them with lot of stress.
好像我们就很拘束，很受到约束。
So we feel that we are very much restrained.
那如果问，哎，这个哥林多前书第五章讲什么？哥林多前书第六章讲什么
？If one asks you, what First Corinthians chapter 5 is talking about, how about chapter 6?
那我们因为有这个受约束，然后神的话就是这样子很辖制人的这种的一种主观。
Because we feel that we are restrained by God's words.
那我们就会说啊，第五章他是说基督徒啊不可以有这样淫乱的事情。
And we will list a lot of don'ts from chapter 5.
不可以有淫乱。
God says to us,You cannot have conduct of adultery.
那第六章呢，就是基督徒不可以彼此诉讼。
And chapter 6 is concerned about God's another regulation, that is, Christians should not have lawsuits among them.
呀，可是弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们仔细真的仔细去看神的话语
，If we read or study God's words carefully,
我们就会发现
，We will then find.
事实上，在这边的经文当中，不是神给的诫命律法。
In fact, the content, the real content of these chapters, is not commands or orders or precepts given by God.
第五章没有说不可以淫乱。
In chapter 5, we don't see such wording as do not do adultery.
我不允许，对。然后第六章不说不允许诉讼。
Chapter 6, we do not find such wording or language as you cannot have lawsuits.
而是说你们不知道吗？
Rather,chapter 5 and chapter 6 are saying, don't you know?
你们不要与这个世界相同。
Don't be the same as this world.
他说第五章，你们是这个是 你们是自高自大，当你们有这种态度的时候。
In chapter 5, it said, when you have such an attitude, you are arrogant.
只讲到淫乱，然后不去处理的这个心态，是一个自高自大的心态。
This is talk about the matters of adultery. When one commits adultery and the church does not deal with it, this reflects an attitude of arrogance.
第六章讲到彼此诉讼的时候，他不是说不允许，但是他说这是你们的羞耻。
In chapter 6.When Paul talks about lawsuits, Paul does not use such a language as you are not allowed, you are not permitted to do that. But rather, he says that,
that it is to your shame.
It is to your shame.
是不是上周刘长老就告诉我们为什么这个是神心意的重点？
And last week, Elder Liu taught us why God said this through Paul.
今天的信徒不是在守诫命。
Today, Christians are not to just abide by God's laws.
今天基督徒是要高举神，将他属他的人，要使我们成为圣洁的心意。
Today, the Christian's responsibility is to uplift God.To be holy, to follow His will.
我们的行事为人，我们的思想意念已经不与这个世界相同了。
How we conduct ourselves individually and corporately, and our thoughts and our minds are no longer the same as those in this world.
因为我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to God.
因为神的国度已经开始建立。
Because the kingdom of God is beginning to be built.
而我们是属于神国度里面的人。
And we belong to this kingdom.
所以在第六章第九节，他才会说，你们难道不知道吗？那不义的人不能承受神的国。
That's why Paul says in chapter 6, verse 9, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
然后就讲到了这些信的不道德、信的淫乱的 这类人。
And he talks about the misconduct of those people who are sexually immoral.
那就讲到人为什么要彼此争斗，为什么要彼此诉讼的原因，在第十节，就是最终就是因为那个心态是要偷窃的，是贪婪的，是辱骂，是勒索的。
And Paul continue to explain the motivation behind lawsuits that appears in verse 10, that is for self-interest and self-benefit.
这类的人是不能承受神的国的。
And people like this cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
你知道什么叫做承受神的国吗？
Do you know what it means by quote unquote inherit the kingdom of God?
我们有时候听到这个词就觉得跟我没什么关系嘛。
Sometimes when we heard this term phrase, we feel that it is irrelevant to us.
或者觉得承受神的国就是有一天进天堂或不进天堂。
Or maybe we thought that inherit the kingdom of God means that one day we will go to heaven.
但是承受神的国比那个更实际，弟兄姐妹。
But inherit the kingdom of God means more practically than what we used to think.
因为它的意思就是能够继承或者能够接管神的国度的产业。
Because it means that Christians can inherit or can take control of take over the right of controlling or managing God's inheritance.
一个能够继承神国产业的人是需要属于神的人。
Anybody who can inherit the kingdom of God, inherit the inheritance of God, must be one who belongs to God first and foremost.
你们想不想要成为 Bill Gates 的继承人呢？
Do you want to be the successor to Bill Gates?
我想要。
Personally, I would like to be his successor.
可是呢，我在看到他全家福的照片的时候，
But when I saw the pictures of his whole family,
他有三个孩子。
He has three children.
我的照片不在里面。
My picture is not there.
因为我跟他没有关系。
Because I am not related to him.
所以我知道他那个漂亮的房子、漂亮的游艇，然后呢，他各式各样的产业是跟我没份的。
So I know all his properties have nothing to do with me.
弟兄姐妹，这个是很重要的一个了解和认识。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important understanding that we ought to have.
不是说我们要承受神国度的产业，因为我要神的美好，我要神的丰富而已。
It's not only that I want to inherit the kingdom of God. I want to inherit the inheritance of God just because such is a beautiful thing.
我知道 Bill Gates 他东西丰富。
I know Bill Gates owns a lot of things.
他基本上是世界上反正每年排名不一样，不然就是第一，不然就是第二，不然第三的首富。
Basically, he's one among the top most the richest people in the world.
然后他的人性品德也不错。
And in terms of his personality, in terms of his moral behavior, he is not a bad person.
可是我跟他没有关系，我就得不到他的好处。
But since I am not related to him, I cannot get any benefits from him.
所以能够承受神国度的，或者能够接神产业的人，弟兄姐妹，是要属于神，属于主耶稣基督的人。
So similarly, if one has to inherit the kingdom of God, if one wants to inherit the inheritance of God, then the first requirement that is that this person has to be to belong to God.
神的丰富是给属他的儿女的。
The abundance and riches of God is for those who belong to him.
神的拯救，神的释放是给属神的儿女的。
The salvation, the freedom of God is given to those who belong to him.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你是一位蒙恩得救，你是被主耶稣基督宝血洗净，你是一位今天属于主耶稣基督的人。
So brothers and sisters, if you are saved by his grace, then you are one in the kingdom of God.
我们就能够承受神的丰富和恩典。
Then you are qualified to inherit the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这圣经的时候，很多时候我们的生命，我们的生活好像被赤裸裸的呈现在我们有时候会觉得是神话语的苛责批评之下。
When we read Bibles, often we feel that our lives are revealed explicitly under God's words.
所以我们有时候会怕，我们来到神话语的面前，我们会忐忑，因为不舒服。
So sometimes when we come before the presence of God's words, we feel uneasy. We even are afraid.
但是弟兄姐妹，你看第十一节他说啊，你们中间从前是这样子，从前我们过着就是这个属世跟这个世界上面人的生活是一样的，从前我们就是一些不能承受神国的人，但是怎么样，如今你们是奉了主耶稣基督的名，并且是借着我们神的灵，借着圣灵，我们已经洗净了，我们已经成圣了，我们已经成义了。
In verse 11, formerly we were like people in the world, we could not inherit the kingdom of God, but now such as is said in verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
这是何等浩大的恩典，弟兄姐妹。
So, this is really such a wonderful grace.
我们的这个身上心中的污秽，这种肮脏和我们的羞愧，今天我们已经被洗净了。
Our sense of shame, our filth, and all our blemishes are now washed away by God's precious blood.
Yeah, 然后呢，神的灵已经将我们更新了。
And God's Spirit has already renewed us.
我们已经从污泥当中被提出来了。
We are already already taken out of the mud we used to be in.
我们今天已经在神的面前是称义的。
Now we are justified before God.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you know?
今天我们与这个世界上面的这种风俗或世界上面的人的这种挣扎的感受。
Today,
the struggle that we have as Christians with the people, with the society, 这样的挣扎，弟兄姐妹，不是因为基督徒应该要与世界抗衡。
So today our struggles or even confrontations with people in the world is not that we intentionally need to confront with people in the world.
这是因为今天的世界在与神抗衡。
It is because today the world is striving with God, is at strife with God.
今天不是神要求我们基督徒去与这个世界上面的人去敌对。
Today God is not asking us to be at enmity with the world.
问题是今天这个世界上面的人在敌对神。
The problem is that today people in the world are at enmity with God.
神不是强迫的把我们从这个世界上面我们喜欢的世界上面的生活，神不是去把我们拉从我们的享乐当中拉出来。
God does not use force to force us out of the pleasures of this world.
然后告诉我们你要放弃你以前好的东西。
And also told us you have to give up all those enjoyable things.
然后我们就老跟我们的哦，我们就基督徒就说那是跟老我挣扎，那是跟我的这个世界的引诱挣扎。
And Christians will say, oh, this is our struggle with our old self. This is a struggle with the world.
挣扎是有的，弟兄姐妹。
Yes, struggle exists indeed.
但是重点是因为今天属神的人是一个新造的人。
But the point is that those who belong to God are those are new creations.
一个基督徒不是被改造的人。
So a Christian is not someone who is being reformed.
神不是把我们的这个旧人，然后呢磨磨挲挲，然后好像慢慢的改变成一个好的、更好一点的样式的人。
God does not just use our old self and change it gradually into a better person.
神彻彻底底的将我们这个有罪的人与主耶稣基督一同钉上十字架。
God's work on us is a thoroughgoing transformation. So we are nailed to Christ, to the cross along with Christ.
对，我们是一个新的人。
We are new creations.
我们是一个在神眼中是一个完美的新生命。
In God's eyes, we are a perfect new life.
今天我们是被神得着。
Today we already possessed by God.
今天我们是属于神的人。
Today we already belong to God.
所以今天这个世界会跟我们抗衡。
So that's why the world is the world and us. There's a confrontation between the world and us Christians.
所以今天属神的儿女会觉得跟这个世界有挣扎。
That's why people who belong to God feels that they have a struggle with the world.
你们了解吗？
Do you understand this?
一方面，神的恩典洗净了我们的罪。
On one hand, God's grace and mercies washed all our sins.
一方面，我们的生命在我们的灵魂当中，我们已经被重新塑造，像神当初创造人没有罪的那样的一个环境当中。
On the other hand, God is remolding us, reframing us to be like our ancestors when they were first created.
在伊甸园里面。
In the Garden of Eden,
没有罪的引诱影响。
There is no sins, no influence of sin.
完全的承受神的产业，这个经历神的丰富恩典。
They completely and perfectly inherit the inheritance of God and enjoys all blessings from God.
不认识神的时候，这个世界上面各种龌龊、肮脏、这个罪恶的诱惑和思想和行为影响着我们。
Before we knew God and accepted Him, we were influenced by all sorts of filth or dirtiness or depravity of this world.
但是今天主拯救了我们，我们称义了，我们已经知道什么是对的，什么是错的，什么是黑的，什么是白的。
But now we have already been justified. We have already been saved. We can distinguish between true and false, between right and wrong.
我们有了真智慧。
We have true wisdom now.
我们有了真这个知识。
We have true knowledge now.
这都是神美好的恩典。
All of these are blessings from God.
这一切都是让我们能够看见我们的生活和生命是何等的自由和丰富。
All of this should allow us to see how free and how abundant our lives as Christians are.
但是这却也造成了我们与这个世界、这个世人、这个社会上面的风气的一种挣扎。
But at the same time, this causes us to have a struggle with the world, with the trends of the world.
以前我们享受这个世界上面所给带来给我们的一切的这种享受娱乐。
Formerly, we enjoyed all kinds of pleasures that this world brought to us.
我们没有公义圣洁，还有这个罪恶堕落的概念，所以我们不受它的影响，我们想做什么就做什么。
We did not have the concepts of righteousness.Holiness, sins, and so on. So we were under the sway, the influence of the world.
我们没有这个分辨力。
We could not distinguish between what is pleasing to God, what is offensive to God.
所以我们行事为人就没有神的样式当时。
So at that time, formerly, we did not conduct ourselves.In God's image.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天当我们得救，我们成了神的儿女。
But brothers and sisters, now that we have already been saved, we are children of God.
我们还是想要享受这个世界上面所能带给我们的这个娱乐和享受。
We still want to enjoy the pleasures and the happiness that this world can bring to us.
我们很多时候仍然行事为人，还是跟随着这个世界上面的风俗习惯或常规。
Many times we still follow the trends, the customs, or the habits of this world.
可是因为我们现在得救了，我们知道主耶稣基督恩典的丰富。
But now that we have already been saved, we understand the abundance and riches of God's grace.
我在主里得自由。
So I am free in Christ.
我在主里得释放。
I am released from slavery in Christ.
我不再受罪恶这个诱惑的捆绑。
I'm no longer under the bondage of and control of sins.
我不要再受到良心的谴责。
I don't want to be accused by my conscience.
所以感谢主啊。
So praise the Lord. Thanks be to the Lord.
我想要做什么我就做什么。
Whatever I want to do, I can do it.
这世界上面的人想要做什么，我也可以跟着他们做。
Whatever the people in the world are doing, I can do it also.
如果是神的话，如果圣经没有很直接的说可以或不可以做，那我还是照我就有自由去做。
If the Bible does not explicitly state that this is what I cannot do, then I will just do it.
那就算圣经里面说不能做的事情是罪，要不然就是我没看圣经不知道，要不然就是知道之后，我有主耶稣基督的恩典赦免我的罪，我还是可以去做。
Even when we know that the Bible has explicitly stated that we cannot do something, but either I am ignorant of this law, or I know that I can always covered by Jesus Christ's precious blood, so I might as well do it still.
你们有跟着我的这个思想在进行吗？
Do you follow my train of thought?
这个太属灵了吧。
So what you are saying sounds too spiritual.
听起来很属灵，弟兄姐妹。
Well, it might sound very spiritual.
却是毫无神心意的根据。
Yet it has no basis of God's word.
你看，所以保罗很自然的，你看在第十二节，保罗他就说什么，凡事我都可行啊。
So, let's move on to verse 12. Paul says, all things are lawful for me.
他说不错。
Yes.
这个世界上面，你周遭这个社会，今天这个社会的风俗习惯不错，很多事情你都是可以去做的。
Yes, it is true that many customs or habits of this world are no bad things, and you can do it.
圣经有十诫，可是没有第十一诫说你不可以彼此诉讼。
The Bible has ten commandments for us, but there is no such commandment as you cannot have lawsuits among brothers and sisters.
第六章前面也没有说神说你不准彼此诉讼。
And the first half of chapter 6 does not forbid us to have lawsuits.
你可以说这是我的自由，我可以去做啊。
You may say, well, this is my freedom, I can do it.
不错。
Yes, you are right.
在主耶稣基督里面，我们是给予了很多的自由。
In Christ, we are given abundant or ample freedom.
但是弟兄姐妹，你看到了吗？圣经告诉我们说，凡事都可行，但是不都有益处。
And yet, brothers and sisters, don't you see the Bible tells us all things are lawful for us, but not all things are helpful.
他说是啊，我有自由，我什么事都可以做。
Yes, I do have freedom, and I can do everything that I want to.
但是不论是哪一件事情，我不能受到他的辖制。
But I will not be enslaved by anything.
也就是说弟兄姐妹，
In other words,
基督徒我们是被主耶稣基督得救而得到释放，是的，不错。
Yes, we enjoy a freedom from Christ because we are already saved by Christ.
所以我们是可以自由的，自主的去决定我们怎么过生活，怎么样的来规划我们的为人。
So we can decide for ourselves how to conduct our lives.
所以基督徒的自由权是有一个规范的，弟兄姐妹。
So freedom or liberty enjoyed by Christians has a certain restraint principle.
Yeah, a certain principle that goes with it.我们有自由自主生活的这个权利，不错。
Yes, it is true that we have the right of liberty and freedom, and we can act on our own.
但是这并不是一个属神的儿女选择我们生活行为的标准。
But this should not be used as a standard for us to conduct our lives.
我们的标准有两个。
we have two criteria for us to follow.
第一，这有没有益处？
Number one, is any given thing beneficial?
第二是，这做的事情是我掌控它呢，还是它掌控我？
Number two, is any given thing being mastered by me, or I am mastered by this thing?
很多时候啊，这里面就这么宝贵的这一节经文，讲到了有些人称之为基督徒的这种行为上面的灰色地带。
So a passage like this are interpreted by some people as a gray area for Christians.
为什么叫做灰色地带？
Why they call it a gray area?
因为它又不黑，它又不白。
Because it is neither black nor white.
圣经上面没有明说这不可以。
The Bible does not explicitly state that this is not permitted for Christians to do.
明说的好做啊。
So if the Bible gives us any explicit teachings, it's easy for us to follow.
可是他又没有明说的我们要这样子去做。
ButIf where the Bible does not explicitly states that this is not permitted, this is
or
not
it is
forbidden,
fact,、yeah.
it is permitted、yeah. or not permitted to do.
如果明说的可以去做，那太容易了嘛，我就去做嘛，我完全的释放的去做。
It is for us very easy just to follow an explicit rules or stipulations.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
所以就有人问呢、啊。
A question arises.
基督徒能不能抽烟？
Can Christians smoke?
或者换你可以换一个更高级的问法。
Or maybe there's a better way of saying it or saying it.
一个基督徒有没有吸烟的自由？
Can a does a Christian have the freedom of smoking?
我找遍圣经找不到一节经文讲关于可以或不可以抽烟的教导。
I cannot find any passage throughout the Bible that pertains to this question.
可是神的话，感谢神，他不给，他不是给我们这个教条式的方式来过生活，他给我们原则，神心意，合神心意，爱神，得到神祝福的这种原则过生活。
But I praise the God that He is not a didactic God. Instead, He gives us principles, guidelines for us to know what aligns with His will and what is out of line with His will.
这吸烟有益处吗？
So we can ask ourselves, does smoking benefit us?
这是我能够掌控这个抽烟的事，还是这个抽烟？是掌控着我呢。
Am I in control of smoking, or is it that smoking is in control of me?
今天在美国，很多准新郎和准新娘。
Many now in America, many men and women who are going to be married.
在结婚之前要找一个机会出去好好的跟他们的朋友要去娱乐娱乐。
Before the wedding, they would find their good friends to enjoy their single life.
Yeah, 英文就叫做 bachelor's party 或者 bachelorette party, 就是这个单身和独身的最后一次的欢庆，或者是单身女郎最后一次的一个欢庆，是不是？
So this would be the last chance for them to enjoy life, as a single man or a single woman.
很多人要办这种聚集派对的时候呢，最喜欢选择就是拉斯维加斯。
And many people, they like to hold such a gathering in Las Vegas.
Yeah, 有吃的。有喝的。
Because there you can eat and drink extravagantly.
有最好的这个酒吧，有最好的舞厅。
There you can find the best bars and best dancing places.
然后呢，那里的声色犬马是毫无禁忌的。
And there the physical pleasures are without any restraint.
好了，所以问题来了。
Now, the problem occurs.
基督徒可不可以去Las Vegas 也办一个这样子的一个 Bachelor's Party 或 Bachelorette Party?
So, can a Christian also hold a Bachelor's Party in such a place as Las Vegas?
或者说我做一个基督徒难道没有在我结婚之前能够好好的跟我的这个同性的密友一起去欢庆愉悦放开尽情的这样子去庆祝一番吗难道没有这样的自由吗
Or, as Christian, is it that I do not have a right to indulge myself in having a good time with my good friends before marriage?
吃好的，喝好的，跳舞，然后好好的跟朋友在一起，很愉快的，这个毫无禁忌的去这个欢乐哪一样是不对的这是我享受的这是神赐给我的为什么我不能去好好去享受它
So what's wrong with eating, drinking to one's fill and what's wrong with eating, drinking and having good time with my best friends because this is a freedom that God has given me
我跟你讲这问题很多
But I tell you, this is very problematic.
但是我不去一一的分析，我们就回到神的话，我们就问两个问题。
I would not analyze this such a problem any further. Let's go back to God's word.
我不要说我问的问题，神的话问我们这个问题。
God Himself asks us this question.
你做这事有没有益处？
Is it beneficial or helpful to you?
你是掌控着这个事情啊，你对这个事情的想法、看法、做法，还是他掌控着你的思想行为
？Does it, are you under his control or is under your control?
只有一点，我想要让弟兄姐妹们去思考。
I just want to make one point for you to reflect on.
在结婚以前，想要跟朋友好好的在一起庆祝，这个事情本身没有问题。
Before getting married, you like to celebrate or enjoy single life with your friends. There's nothing wrong with it.
但是你的目的是什么和你的做法是什么，有很大很大的考虑。
But you have to carefully examine why you want to do this and how you are going to do it.
就像我们一开始所讲的，我们是跟随着这个世俗的风气潮流呢，还是我们是从一个神的国度、属神儿女、有神产业的这个身份，我们去思想这件事情？
Do we consider this issue of following the trends of the world, or do we consider this issue as a child of God.
你知道今天很多人为什么要去 Las Vegas 然后要去他们这个舞厅声色犬马
Do you know today why there are so many people who wants to go to Las Vegas to enjoy all the worldly pleasures offered there?
And fulfilling their lust.
And fulfilling their lust.
因为他们认为结婚是一个枷锁。
Because they think marriage itself is a bondage.
以前我想要这个跟哪一个异性交朋友，我想要跟哪一个人在一起，然后呢，我要想要看什么做什么，我所有都是毫无局限，这个约束的去做。
Before I get married, I can do everything or meet with anybody.As I wish, without any restraint.
今天我要结婚了。
But now I'm going to get married.
我要被蒙上眼罩，我眼睛了，不能看了。
My eyes will be covered. My eyes won't be allowed to see anything.
我现在靠个手，靠在我手上，紧紧的只能跟着一个人了。
So, I am controlled by a handcuff to somebody else.
所以在坐牢之前，我要好好在外面享受一下。
So before, I am put, in prison, I would like to take a last chance to enjoy myself.
这是我们属神儿女对神创造的婚姻的概念吗？
Is this the concept or the idea that us who belong to God should have about God's design of marriage?
神在创世的时候创造了婚姻，是让人能够在人的层面经历到那最完美、最高尚的爱情的表现。
When God first created this world, when God first instituted a marriage, His purpose is for His children to enjoy the most wonderful blessings through marriage.
二人成为一体，这个彼此之间的连结和爱的呈现和牺牲是多么的美妙和纯洁的。
So, two persons are united as one or become one flesh. So this is very pure and very beautiful thing.
这是值得庆祝的。
This is something worthy of being celebrated.
这才是值得庆祝的。
It is only this which is worthy of being celebrated.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个不只是讲抽不抽烟。
So we are not talking about smoking or not smoking.
这不是只是讲去不去这种单身和单身女郎的派对。
We are not just talking about going to or not going to bachelor's parties.
一个基督徒应不应该玩电动游戏啊？
Can a Christian play video games?
到底玩多少啊？
And how much should a Christian spend on it?
这个不是，从我来说，这不只是对别人的一个分析和批判，这个跟我自己有关系，因为我喜欢玩电动游戏。
From my perspective, I'm not just criticizing others because I myself enjoy video games.
所以这个东西对我来讲有实际的作用。
So this example is highly relevant to my personal case.
不是玩电子游戏的问题，是这是你做的方式和时间对你有益处吗？
So we are not talking about playing video games per se, but rather we are talking about when you do it and how you do it. Would it be beneficial to you?
对你的婚姻有益处吗？
Does it beneficial or helpful to your children, to your marriage?
它对你的学业，对你在教会的服事，对弟兄姐妹们的关怀友爱有帮助吗？
Is it helpful to your service in church, to your caring of brothers and sisters? Is it helpful or beneficial?
是你在掌控他，还是他在掌控你？
Are you mastering it or you are being mastered or controlled by it?
这是我要问我自己的。
This is a question that I would like to ask myself.
看球呢也是一样的。
How about watching ball games?
Yeah. 你可以做一个球迷，或者你可以做一个球痴。
You can
be a sports fan, or you can be a sports fanatic. Okay. 很多今天的太太说，只要一有球技的时候，我就变寡妇了。
Many wives today say that once a ball game, season begins, I become a widow.
Yeah, it's called the sports widow. 先生人不见了。
Because my husband is disappeared.
那今天也有太太会讲，我是电动游戏的 这个寡妇。
They are also wives to say, "I am video games widow."
或者也有先生讲他太太，我不知道。
Or maybe there are husbands who say this, describe this, describe his wife.
什么叫做有益呢？
So what does it mean by helpful or beneficial?
我们礼拜六团契才刚看完腓立比书第四章第八节。
In last past Saturday or worship, we just read Philippians.
第四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
有什么是真实的？有什么是可敬的？有什么是公义的？有什么是清洁的？有什么是可爱的？有什么是美名的？有什么是德行的？有什么是值得称赞的？这些弟兄姐妹是我们要去做的。
Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们不是因为受到神话语的诫命的约束而不能去做。
It is not that we are controlled or restrained by God's words that we cannot do something.
这一切有益的事情也不是因为神话语的诫命和约束使我们不得不做。
All those commendable things or good things listed in the verses we just read is not we do itIs not because God commands us to do it.
弟兄姐妹，是因为我们今天在主里能够自由自主的去选择去做。
Brothers and sisters, the very reason that we do it is that in Christ, now we have freedom to choose what we ought to do.And what we ought not to do.
因为我已经得救了，因为我已经从罪恶当中被释放了，所以今天我是一个自由之身、自主的人，我要选择那有益的去做。
Because I am already saved, because I enjoy the freedom, so I have the freedom to act according to what I wish.
因此我不愿意这世上任何的事情来掌控我，是我要成为他的主人，我要能够掌控他。
So I don't want anything in the world to control me. Rather, I would like to be the master of everything in the world.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神在主耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的是自由。
God hasgiven us freedom in Christ.
可是神赐给我们的自由，他是为了要让我们能够更大的经历到他的圣洁。
But the reason that God gives us freedom is that that we can be holy.
所以我们能够享受什么叫做圣洁。
So that we can enjoy what it really means by holiness.
自由跟圣洁，弟兄姐妹，对一个属神的儿女来讲是分不开的。
Freedom or liberty and holiness or sanctity for a Christian are inseparable.
第十五节到第十七节，这就是为什么主耶这个神告诉我们说，每一个基督徒，我们的身体都是属于主耶稣基督的一部分。
That's why in verses 15 through 17, God tells us that we are all members of the body of Christ.
我们每一个基督徒，
Every Christian,
不但是我们的思想、意念和灵魂，包括我们的肉体在内。
Not only our spirit, our soul, our thoughts, our minds, even our physical body.
我们整个人，我们的身体是属于主耶稣基督的身体的一部分。
Our whole being, this body is part of the body of Christ.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
主耶稣基督是圣洁的。
Lord Jesus Christ is holy.
他是教会的元首。
He is the head of church.
我们是教会的成员，我们是教会的一份子。
We are parts and members of church.
我们是与弟兄姐妹们彼此联合，成为主的肢体。
We are united with brothers and sisters into the body of Christ.
所以我们不但像在第三章里面所讲的，我们 不但是群体的，是一个圣洁的呈现，我们个人也是有圣洁的呈现。
So, as is said in chapter 3, not only corporately, we are manifestations of God's holiness, but individually, we are a manifestation of God's holiness and sanctity.
最后他告诉我们，在第十九节和二十节里面告诉我们说，
In the last two verses, 19 and 20,
你看保罗在第十九节又说，你们难道不知道吗？
Again, Paul says in verse 19, Do you not know?
你的身体，
Your body,
这是一个实质的有物质的呈现，你的身体是圣灵的殿。
Your body, which means your physical body, is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为讲到的是我们的身体，这是一个有物质、有实体的一件事，所以圣灵居住在我们里面，圣灵的这个殿也是实际的，弟兄姐妹。
So, our body, this talks about our body as a physical entity, as a physical, has a physical substance. It is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's a temple for the Holy Spirit to dwell in.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
如果你是一个神的儿女，如果你是基督徒，
If you are a Christian, if you are a child of God,
神的灵居住在你的里面。
God's Spirit dwells in you.
原文里面讲得非常的清楚。
The original language says this even more clearly.
当保罗在十九节说你们的时候，讲到的是信徒。
When Paul mentioned you, he refers to believers.
可是他讲到身子的时候，是个别的身子，不是复数的，是单数的。
But when he says a body is in singular form, is not in plural form.
所以讲到是我们每一个人的身体。
So he's talking about every individual's body.
然后这里讲到圣灵的殿的时候，讲到的就是圣灵的居所。也是单数的，也是讲到你这个人的身体就是圣灵居住的一个地方。
And when he says a temple, this is also of the Holy Spirit. It is also a in singular form in the original language.
三章十六节里面讲说教会是圣灵的殿，不错。
In chapter 3, verse 16, it said church is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
当信徒们聚集在一起的时候，神的灵就与我们同在，不错。
When believers gathered together, then God's Spirit is with us, and this is true.
这也是为什么我们喜欢跟弟兄姐妹们在一起敬拜。
This is why we like worship with God along with worship God along with brothers and sisters.
说实在话，今天为什么许多弟兄姐妹们可能在生活、心情、情感上面有这么多的挣扎？因为我们已经六个多月、七个月没有办法在一起敬拜神了。
To be honest, why today many brothers and sisters are struggling emotionally or in their lives. That's because they haven't been with their brothers and sisters physically together for almost half a year.
Yeah, over half a year.
Over.
当信徒们聚集在一起的时候，弟兄姐妹，这就是神居住、神同在的地方。
When believers, brothers and sisters gather together, this is the place where the Holy Spirit dwells.
这是为什么我们爱这个教会。
This is why we love this church.
为什么爱与弟兄姐妹们一同敬拜、一同交流、一同服事？
This is why we love serving alongside our brothers and sisters. We love meeting alongside brothers and sisters.
这是为什么我们为教会的环境，我们努力的想要让它有更好的呈现。
This is why we like to create a lovely environment.For this church.
因为我们在心灵的深处、情感的深处，我们享受神与我们同在。
Because at the bottom of our heart, we enjoy God's being with us.
我们迫不及待的能够聚集在一起，能够再次的经历圣灵与我们的同在。
We cannot wait. We are very eager to.For a day that we can again gather together.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你我个人的身子也是圣灵居住的殿。
Your body, my body, is also a temple of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的居住，就没有天国的承受。
If the Holy Spirit does not dwell in us, then we cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
一个没有圣灵内住的一个人，就不能承受神天国丰富的应许。
Somebody without an indwelling Holy Spirit cannot inherit, cannot enjoy the abundance and riches of God's kingdom.
一个没有圣灵居住的这个个人，就没有办法自由的得释放的去选择过那圣洁的生活。
Someone who does not have an indwelling Holy Spirit does not have the freedom to choose the life that he wants to have.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当一个人得救，蒙恩得救。成了属神的儿女。
When somebody receives a grace and becomes a child of God,
当你认识了主耶稣基督的美好，当你知道你的罪是被主耶稣基督的宝血洗净之后，圣灵神的灵就居住到你里面。
When you understand the all the beauty of Jesus Christ, when your sins are washed, cleansed.By his precious blood, then the instant you experience it, the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
这样一位完美圣洁的神，
such a wonderful and perfect God.
这位地位高超的创造宇宙万物，并且赐给你生命的这位神，
this God, who is the maker of heavens and earth, and who gives you life, who created you.
这位珍贵的客人进到了你的生命里面。
This God who is such a precious guest, now he enters into you.
难道我们不将我们的身心灵体完全的有圣洁的呈现，然后打扫干净，让圣灵能够常常居住吗？
So shouldn't we cleanse, purify our whole being, physically, mentally, and spiritually, so that the Holy Spirit can have a beautiful place to dwell in?
所以保罗的结论也是给我们每一个人的 鼓励就是，所以在你们的身子上面，不是只是思想概念上面，在你们的身子上面，在你们的行为上面，要能够荣耀神。
So Paul's conclusion is that not only in terms of cognitive knowledge, but also actually you should allow yourself to conduct yourself according to his will so that the Holy Spirit may dwell in you.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你将你的话语赐给我们。
You give us your word.
你借着圣灵，你感动我们。
You move us through your spirit.
在我们属神的儿女的生命当中，在我们的身体里面，神，你给我们圣灵的更新。
You renew us by your spirit. Renew our bodies and our whole being with your spirit.
主，你让我们成为在主里面一个新造的人。
You make us a new creation in you.
你让我们真正的能够在我们的生命里面有价值、有意义的过自由自主的生活。
You allowed us to lead a free and valuable life.
我们本来不认识你。
Originally, we did not know you.
我们不认识你这位王。
We did not know you as king.
我们本来不认识你这位创造的主。
We did not know you as the maker of heavens and earth, of all creations.
我们不知道你是那赐我们生命丰富的真神。
We did not know that you as a God who gives us life, who gives us all abundance and riches of life.
但是今天今天
But today,
借着主耶稣基督的宝血和救赎
through the precious blood and the salvation of Jesus Christ,
你让我们认识了你。
You allow us to know you.
你将这世界上面的一切的丰盛和美好赐予了我们。
You give us all the abundance and riches of the world.
你给我们得天国产业的福分。
You give us a blessing that enable us to inherit the inheritance of the king.
主，你将我们从这个世界当中分别出来。
You set us apart from this world.
就是为了要我们人能够经历到你圣洁的美好。
In order that we may experience the wonders and the beauty of your sanctity.
你将我们从这世界上面的罪恶捆绑当中释放出来。
You release us, freed us from the bondage of worldly sins.
就是为了要让这沉沦的世界能够看到主你的身体，你的教会是有那荣耀盼望的一群人。
For the very reason that so that you the people in the worldcan see a church, your body is glorious, and members of the of this body is full of hope.
求主你的圣灵感动我们。
May your spirit moves us.
让我们自由的选择过一个成圣的生活。
So that we can use our freedom to live a life of sanctity.
愿你那带着能力的话语
May your word, which is full of power,
赐给我恩典，能够过合你心意的生活。
Give me grace so that I can live a life after your thought.
给我勇气克服恐惧。
Give me courage to overcome fear.
给我平安超过不安。
Give me peace that is beyond all human understanding.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.